a body camera on a police officer in many ways protects the officer, because his activities will be filmed from beginning to end. Whereas people who might be taping snippets of it on their cell phones could in fact mean that his actions could be taken out of context. I think it's only a matter of time, because of the technology and how it's advanced, until all police officers in our country do have small body cams that they wear as part of their uniform. And I would like to see that process go more quickly rather than more slowly. I think it could save a lot of misinformation and sometimes a mob mentality that takes over in some of these cases, not referring to St. Louis specifically, but just generally across the country.
It hadn't been all that many years ago that dash cams were not on police cars, but now an awful lot of the police cars do have those cams, and they have proven pretty important, haven't they?
They have. In fact, we have had cases where highway patrolmen have had encounters, and because of their dash cam, we were able to catch criminals who had, in fact, we had a brutal case involving a hit and run of a highway patrolman several years ago, that the camera on the dashboard was absolutely essential to the successful capture and prosecution of the person who was responsible for that. So I do think that this is something that's important for law enforcement, and I think it's something that has become affordable and not cumbersome. And I think the sooner that the police have video evidence of what has occurred, the more trust we can restore in many communities across this country. Because anyone who says we don't have racial profiling in America has really got their head in the sand. We do have racial profiling in America in law enforcement, and these cameras will go a long way to fix it.
I was just on the phone to Chris Koster a little while ago, and I didn't ask him that. Well, I did kind of ask him this, but how much of racial profiling do you think would die down if police departments were more reflective of the population percentages within their communities?
I think that would be very helpful. I think that part of the problem is that many times the departments that are have bad ratios are the ones where the pay is lower than some of the other departments. So a strong candidate for a police officer job that's African-American is in demand right now. And I've talked to police departments and say, just when we think we've hired a new police officer that's African-American, he takes a higher salary with the federal government or with a larger department. So we've got to look at that issue also, because many of these small communities in St. Louis County, that the communities, the majority of them are African-American, are some of the lower paid police departments in the area. So no wonder that qualified African Americans are not drawn to those jobs, rather drawn to the higher paying jobs with perhaps better benefits.